Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Central at noon. It's Baseball Central instead of Hockey Central at noon. You know that something big must have happened. Indeed, it has. Alex Anthopoulos, the Montreal-born general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, has turned down a five-year contract extension from the team over philosophical issues between himself and Mark Shapiro, the incoming president and CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays. There will be a conference call at 1 o'clock today with Alex Anthopoulos. Jamie Campbell and Shai Davidi will anchor a one-hour special on all the Sportsnet main channels, and they will break down the conference call and take a look ahead at what this means both for the Toronto Blue Jays, Alex Anthopoulos, and the people under Alex Anthopoulos, including manager John Gibbons. So that'll be Jamie and Shai from 1:30 to 2:30, I believe, will be the time of that special, and that will be telecast on all four Sportsnet main channels. It is the news of the day in Toronto, indeed, with the World Series. In the middle of an off day, a travel day, it is one of the big stories in Major League Baseball. So, when we are faced with a big story or when we are dealing with a big story in Major League Baseball, it's only fitting that we bring in the fifth Beatle, John Paul Morosi, a national baseball writer for Fox Sports. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. I understand it's a pretty busy news day in the beautiful city of Toronto.
Well, the Raptors won, so yeah.
How about the Leafs? How are the Leafs doing?
The Raptors won. And Toronto FC is playing its first playoff game ever tonight. And, yeah, and the Raptors won. So
okay, all anyhow, right, all right.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, very good.
What's the reaction been around the industry this morning to this announcement?
Well, Jeff, I think it's very interesting because there is a lot of surprise, I believe. And even though looking back, Maybe we should have seen this coming, the fact that there was not a new contract in place for Alex by the time the playoffs ended or even the regular season ended. But I think the one thing about this that makes it really surprising is the fact that Alex is walking away at a time when there are not a lot of other options for him immediately. And I think that's the interesting part about this, that there obviously at this point in time, there is not a single active GM search out there. You could say the Marlins have any number of situations right now, but that's not really a place that I see Alex walking into. There's so much ingrained institutional dysfunction in Miami right now that I don't think that's where Alex wants to go.
Right.
So I think, and also, Jeff, you look around the big picture, there have been so many different GM openings that have been filled across the industry in the last 16 months that you almost expect to be in a bit of a down cycle in terms of the number of openings that even come available in the next year or so. So I think Alex Anthopoulos, it's a very honorable decision, a very bold decision for him to walk away. And from a standpoint of immediate GM employment elsewhere, I would describe it as something of a risky decision as well.
Well, you know, you leave a five-year contract on the table. That's pretty ballsy.
Yes.
Even if you're 38 years old and, you know, possessed with you've got a pretty good track record after this year, and you've certainly got, I mean, you know, Alex is a nice guy, but Alex is well aware of how good he is, too. And I mean that positively. I mean, Alex is aware of his strengths, and Alex is aware that he will, you know, certainly be able to market himself. I mean, I'd heard in the past couple of days that there had been feelers from Andrew Friedman and the Los Angeles Dodgers about an advisory job, which, you know, whether that would be a one-year deal or a two-year deal. Typically when these things happen, John, you tend to look for, you look at where a guy's friends are in the industry. Billy Beane's another guy. Like I think Alex Anthopoulos is going to be making some sort of baseball decision for some team this year.
Well, a couple things. I think that those are two very interesting possibilities, and something you're touching on, Jeff, in general, is Alex Anthopoulos is very well-liked among the GM fraternity. And I had a GM earlier this year describe it to me that Alex is not somebody that is stuck to one click, that basically when the GM meetings would take place and all 30 of them would be in the same room, that Alex, from a social standpoint, moved among all the circles, which is really a good attribute to have. I think that, and I think the fact that he is very well liked, very popular, very well respected among that fraternity, I think bodes very well for him having a job with a team that he likes right now, even if it's not as the GM. And I think that maybe taking a step back, I think all of us look at Alex and we know obviously his ties to Canada and how much he loves working and living in the country where he's from. But I also think if you took that piece of it away and if you said, okay, Alex, let's just sort of say City A, City B, City C, or Team ABC, and looked around the grand landscape of things, and if philosophically he felt like he was not going to have a lot of decision-making power under Mark Shapiro, okay? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if he felt like his philosophy didn't align with that of Mark Shapiro, you could easily see then Alex stepping back and saying, well, wait a minute. I've got a lot of friends in this industry. I've got a lot of people that really value my opinion a lot. I might be able to go somewhere else and work with people that I'm more philosophically aligned with. Maybe it's not in the city and the country where I've lived for a long time, but it's a different place and it's a spot where I can be involved. And also, by the way, a lot of these situations, Jeff, he could probably still live in Toronto or live sure. wherever he wants to live. And I think that there is a lot of flexibility there for him. And I think the fact that he is so well-liked, there are places in the industry that really value what he does, he might have just figured, listen, I'd like to work somewhere where my opinion is going to carry a lot of weight. And perhaps right now, based on today's news, that place is not Toronto.
What does Mark Shapiro have to do now when he comes in here? You know, he's replacing a guy who was really popular. And you know, it's like Alex has been a GM here for 6 years. And like any GM who's been in one place for 6 years, his track record is, it's okay. It's not great. It's not horrible. I mean, every GM has been in one place for 6 years, unless he's winning the World Series every year. I mean, there are going to be some blemishes in that record. But I made the point earlier in my show, the thing Alex always gave fans the impression, or fans took the impression, that there was always a possibility that something might happen with Alex. You know, people used to talk about how he was the ninja GM, and then there was that deal with the Miami Marlins, and then R.A. Dickey, and then, of course, the deals he made at the trade deadline. And then when the Jays won the American League East, we saw that scene in the clubhouse in Baltimore where he's basically the guy leading the champagne shower out of the break. It was like a frat party almost, with Alex being very much in the middle and being serenaded by the fans, all that stuff. Now Mark Shapiro comes into this situation. What's the first thing he has to do? When I'm presuming he's going to have a media conference or talk to the press at some point early next week. What's the first thing Mark Shapiro has to do?
I think he has to give, first and foremost, a clear vision of what he agreed with, I think, with the way that this team is built, and maybe also what the new direction is going to be. I think also at some point in time he's now going to have to give a fairly detailed and nuanced accounting of why Alex is no longer the GM. And again, this is Alex's decision, but obviously it's predicated on the approach that was taken to him by Mark Shapiro on some level. If Mark came to Alex at the very start of this process and said, listen, I will have no more say-so on baseball decisions or baseball philosophies than did Paul Beeston, and here's your 5-year contract, I think he is the GM right now, and we're not even having that conversation today about Alex Anthopoulos' future. I think it would have been done by now. Obviously, that's not what happened. So I think that from the standpoint of candor, transparency, I think Mark has to give some sort of accounting for why Alex didn't come back, and knowing full well that I think the simple explanation of, well, we offered him a contract and he said no, that's not good enough, I don't think. I think there has to be more detail there and a forthright, on the record accounting of what happened. And I think we're all aware in the sports business there are people that are excellent executives who don't always see eye to eye. I think at this point in time, Mark is going to have to portray this as precisely that, that we had a full exchange of ideas. The way I wanted to run the organization, the way Alex wanted to run the organization, weren't the same, and as difficult as this is, it was probably the best thing for everybody involved. I think that has to be the way that it's said, because if it's not, and if there's not a clear distinction here, then I think even ownership has a tough explanation to offer here, because if Alex's vision was the one they wanted, then they should have hired him as the president of baseball operations or the president of the club. And that to me is going to be the very interesting thing here. How do they rectify those two things? And this obviously is Mark Shapiro's job, but also to a certain extent ownership's as well.
In conversation with John Paul Morosi and Baseball Central, indications are that at least initially there won't be a tremendous cull of people in the Blue Jays front office. We know, of course, that when a new president comes in, especially when the new president has come in and has supplanted a general manager, which is in effect what has happened here. And we don't know, I might add, we don't know yet whether or not Mark Shapiro will be hiring a general manager, will be hiring a senior advisor, whether or not he'll assume some of the responsibilities. We don't know that yet. And that he might, I don't know. It's just pure conjecture on my part. I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility. But, knowing all that, how concerned would you be if you were John Gibbons right now?
It's a great question. I think that I would not be terribly concerned. Okay. And again, easy for me to say. But I think, obviously, he has a contract for next year. And I think that when you look at the big picture here, if you're Mark Shapiro, you almost can't afford to alienate the fan base further by replacing the manager, who I think by all accounts his popularity certainly has grown. I think that his popularity in Toronto, frankly, now, Jeff, is at an all-time high. So if you're going to have the changeover already with the front office, I would think stability in the dugout would be valued. And I also think John Gibbons, and you know him better than I know him, and we both know him pretty well, he's an excellent person, and he's also an easy person to work with. I can't imagine a new GM is going to come in, and after meeting with John Gibbons, as easy to get along with as he is, to say, I can't work with this guy. That's not the way John is. So I think that from that standpoint, John's easygoing personality and just overall likability and his genuineness, I think all of that's going to play into John's favor now and probably contribute to him coming back. Because I think that you need that stability. I think the field staff seemed to work quite well together this year. They got better as the year went along. So I think all those things, I can see John being the perfect guy to say, listen, whatever's going on upstairs is going on upstairs. We're going to play ball. We're the defending American League East champions. We got a title to defend. We had a tremendous amount of excitement about the way things went this past year. And let's just forget about whatever drama's happening upstairs, and we're just going to play games. I think that's going to be, I'm sure, John's approach. And I think that's going to be a very effective message in Dunedin on day one. Because frankly, Jeff, you and I both know the amount of pressure that was on both Alex and John at the start of the season. In some respects, it should be a much easier 2016 to manage pressure and expectations than it was in 2015.
Would you think this would have any impact on the Jays' ability to re-sign David Price or to offer a new contract to Marco Estrada? I mean, exercising the options on Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, and Ari Dickey, certainly the first two of them are no-brainers. You know, we can have a baseball discussion about Ari Dickey, but quite frankly, in terms of economics, not doing it would be, I mean, from my point of view, would be silly. But in terms of David Price, in terms of maybe negotiating an extension with Edwin or Jose or getting Josh Donaldson's name in a long-term contract, is this changeover going to have any impact? I mean, I guess we have to wait and see whether or not Mark Shapiro adheres to a five-year right. contract limit, won't we, ultimately?
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I think that with Mark Shapiro, and to Mark's credit, he has remained so much in the background, and effectively refusing to really weigh in on what's going to happen with the 2016 Blue Jays to this point. And I give Mark credit for that. I think he was if the goal was to be named this position back in August, I believe it was, and not take over until now, and not be a story, really, until now, he succeeded. I mean, there was not a cent, really, during the Jays' postseason run of Mark Shapiro being around and or making news in any way, shape, or form. So I give Mark an immense amount of credit for that, for the ability to stay in the background while the team was still playing. Now, of course, we need to hear from him what the Jays' identity is going to be as an organization under his leadership. We know, obviously, he's had to deal with, for many, many years in Cleveland, a low-ish payroll, one of the lowest attended ball clubs in all of baseball. Their attendance has been dreadful in Cleveland for a number of years, right there on a level with Tampa Bay. It's been that bad. So they've had to deal with the economic reality there in Cleveland of having sort of a middling team. Well, now you've got a team that came two wins away from reaching the World Series, which in some respects, based on the way the World Series has gone, you might be able to say the Jays were the second-best team in the playoffs. So, and that means both leagues. So you look at this whole big picture here and say, well, what's the plan going to be? Where is your payroll limit going to be? What's your philosophy on spending on mid-career to slash late-career players? What's your opinion on pitching? What's your opinion on how you're going to diversify your risk in the starting rotation given the amount of guys you have coming up for free agency, as you talked about? So I think that we have to hear, and there's so many unknowns, Jeff, because we don't know how Mark Shapiro would operate with a large payroll because he frankly hasn't had that. Mm-hmm. But I do remember at that opening press conference when he talked about why he is doing this, why he's going to Toronto now, he spoke a lot about the opportunity of the city, of the country, of the market size, of the revenue streams. Mark Shapiro did not come to Toronto and take this job to run the Jays like the Indians. So I do think that we're going to see a stronger payroll probably in maybe as soon as next year. But I certainly think in 2 or 3 years' time than what we've seen in years past for Toronto. And Mark is coming here because of the opportunity. So I think that's going to be the key thing. What does he make of the opportunity, and how do his philosophies change because of the different market reality in which he's in? That's a fascinating question, and one that I think we're going to hear from Mark Shapiro about probably in the next week.
John, much has been made of Terry Francona having an opt-out clause in his contract in the event that Mark left. Now, a lot of people, myself included, when Mark left, I thought Terry Francona was probably going to be a candidate for the Washington Nationals job. You know, we know what Terry Francona's reputation is. He's a guy who can work well with big personalities, you know, teams that need to win now. He's a very useful guy to have as a manager if you're in that situation. You just look at the things that he did and the things he did with the Boston Red Sox. But is there any chance, do you think, here at all that things are put in motion that see Terry Francona possibly managing the Toronto Blue Jays at some point?
I would say it's pretty low right now, at least. I think that you look at the big picture there, he's got a very good, Terry Francona that is, has a very good relationship with Chris Antonetti, who now is the Indians president of baseball operations. And when he went to Cleveland, Terry talked a lot about the overall working relationships, the atmosphere in Cleveland, the stability there, the collegiality that he had with a lot of the people in the front office there, and just sort of the joy of getting back to a pure baseball environment away from all the drama that had been in Boston. Now, Terry wants to win, and I do think that there would be that winning aspect, that potential, that possibility of doing that in Toronto that would certainly be very attractive to him. But he is very comfortable in Cleveland. He lives still, Jeff, I believe, in the offseason in Arizona, which makes the Indians, because they train out there, a very good personal fit for him from that standpoint. So I think that, you know, those are little things, but I do think they matter to a manager. And you know, I think he's been pretty content in Cleveland. They have a chance to win, I believe, next year. I thought they were going to have a very good ball club this year. They of course finished 81-80. So I think that they're in a spot where I would be surprised if Terry left, Jeff, I would, but it wouldn't totally shock me just because I do know that how strongly he feels about Mark Shapiro and how much he wants to win. So he's been in the American League East before. Again, I would say, would it totally shock me? No, but I would be at least mildly surprised if we saw Terry Francona managing the Jays within the next couple seasons.
Mr. Morosi, I'm going to let you run. I appreciate you doing this.
My pleasure, Jeff. I have a sneaking suspicion, not our final conversation on this subject.
What are you doing tomorrow?
we'll talk then. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Maybe some new developments even by then. We'll have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Take care.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thank you.
It's John Paul Morosi, the national baseball writer for Fox Sports and one of our regular insiders. He is the fifth Beatle. I mean, he might as well just, I don't know why they just don't have a studio here for him or something like that. He's on every show. So let's do a reset ahead of Mike Wilner joining us from the Rogers Center. Alex Anthopoulos has turned down a 5-year contract extension offered by the Toronto Blue Jays. He will hold a conference call with reporters at 1:00 today. We will have a 1-hour special hosted by Jamie Campbell of Blue Jay Central and Shai Davidi, our MLB insider, and the man who broke the story on Sportsnet.ca. We will have a 1-hour special on the four main networks. Is that 1:30 to 2:30, Travis? Can you clarify that? 1:30 to 2:30 for the TV special, correct? That would make sense because the conference call is at 1. That's why I'm a reporter. See, I can kind of put 2 and 2 together and get 5. Alex Anthopoulos has turned down a 5-year contract extension. Mark Shapiro, the president and CEO of the Blue Jays, and Alex Anthopoulos, apparently not able to bridge philosophical issues. It appears as if that was a bigger issue than term, than money. Mark Shapiro does not start as president and CEO of the team until Monday. Paul Beeston is still president and CEO of the team for the next couple of days, so it remains to be seen whether or not we'll have any... whether we'll hear anything from either of those men today beyond the press release that Paul Beeston sent out earlier today, that the Blue Jays sent out earlier today. And that's where we are. Indications from statements from Edward Rogers, chairman of the Blue Jays, and from others suggest that the people who work under Alex, possibly even manager John Gibbons, that as of now their jobs are secure. Again, that's a suggestion that as of now their leadership roles are secure. As for Alex Anthopoulos, there are no GM's jobs available right now. They have all been filled. My guess is that Alex ends up getting a job as a senior advisor, perhaps an assistant general manager, however you want to describe it, with another major league team. He has made it fairly clear that at least initially he wants to stay in Toronto, and it's not out of the question that a team would hire a senior executive and allow him to stay in another city. I mean, Brendan Shanahan of the Leafs, he still lives in New York. J.P. Ricciardi, when he was general manager of the Blue Jays here, lived in Worcester, Massachusetts. Kenny Williams of the White Sox lives practically year-round in Arizona. I mean, it's done all the time. Tony LaCava, who is Alex's right-hand man, he's maintained a family residence in Pittsburgh. So it's entirely possible that Alex Anthopoulos will be working for another team this year in some capacity while still being based in Toronto. We have been told, I have been told, others have been told that the LA Dodgers have reached out to Alex. Again, that's just scuttlebutt. That the LA Dodgers have reached out to Alex. He is certainly close with Andrew Friedman, the general manager of the Dodgers, formerly the Tampa Bay Rays. And so there you are. That's what we know right now. We have no details on the nature of those philosophical issues. There have been suggestions, that in a couple of conversations between Mark Shapiro and Alex Anthopoulos, it became pretty clear that Mark Shapiro thought that the Blue Jays may have spent too much of their prospect capital. But again, those are just suggestions. We don't know. Nobody, we weren't part of those discussions. So, as of now, we know that philosophical issues are the reason behind this decision. We don't know what those issues are. We don't know how much power sharing plays into it. Hopefully, we'll find out at 1 o'clock today when Alex holds his conference call, although my guess is that Alex takes the high road on the way out of here. But that's where we are. Ultimately, the guy everybody wants to hear from in this city is Mark Shapiro. That's ultimately the guy fans, media, hell, it's the guy players need to hear from. And perhaps that will occur either later today or early next week. We are going to take a break. Mike Wilner, our Blue Jays pre- and post-game show host, third man in the booth on our Sportsnet 590 The Fan broadcast, will join us from the Rogers Center. Alex Anthopoulos has turned down a 5-year contract extension from the Toronto Blue Jays. Our continuing coverage will continue when Baseball Central returns on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 360.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Everything Blue Jays. Everything baseball. Baseball Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Central. I almost called it the Jeff Blair Show, forgive me. Welcome back to Baseball Central and Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 360. Following the, well, it's not a breaking story anymore. It broke early this morning when Shai Davidi ruined all our days by reporting on Sportsnet.ca that Alex Anthopoulos had turned down a contract extension from the Toronto Blue Jays. We have since been told it is a 5-year or was a 5-year contract extension. So Alex Anthopoulos, not just Paul Beeston, will be leaving the Toronto Blue Jays at the end of the week. This is very much going to be Mark Shapiro's team. He is the incoming president and CEO of the Toronto Blue Jays, effective Monday. I bet Mike Wilner wishes there was a Blue Jays talk today. I would love to hear Blue Jays talk today. Mike Wilner joins us outside the Rogers Center. How you doing, Wilner?
Well, I'm doing all right. It's a little cold and windy, as you can see, I'm sure. But I agree with you on many fronts. Shai ruined all our days at 7:30 this morning, and it would be awfully swell if there was a Blue Jays talk today.
Yeah, and
I'm up for it.
Well, and Grange and I are upset because we wrote two very, very fine columns on the Raptors game last night, which, by the way, you can read on Sportsnet.ca. Very fine columns, and it's just, you know, no one cares. It's sad when that happens.
Well, nor should they, right? At this point, this is a much bigger story, and it's huge news. And you know what? Like you said, this is Mark Shapiro's team right now. He's going to get the opportunity to put the exact stamp on it that he wants to, and it'll be very interesting. First of all, it'll be very interesting to just hear from him. And second of all, it'll be very interesting to see what he does.
What do you think this came down to? This decision by Alex not to accept this extension. Five years is a long time, and I've got to think that he was going to get paid pretty good money. What do you think this came down to?
I think, yeah, this is, first of all, a lot of money for Alex Anthopoulos to walk away from with no job sitting there waiting for him. There's not going to be a news conference in wherever next week saying Alex Anthopoulos is our GM or president or whatever. He's got nothing right now. All the GM jobs are filled, and it's unlikely that someone's going to blow up their front office just to make room for Alex, especially at this point when a lot of your offseason planning has been done and you're about to move into the execution of it as we move into November. I really think this just came down to the structure and the, whether it was the reporting structure, the power structure, the autonomy or lack thereof, Mark Shapiro's vision, how closely he wants to be involved with the baseball operations department. It could be any of those things.
In conversation with Mike Wilner on Baseball Central, what do you think this means for John Gibbons? This, of course, I would think now that we've reached the conclusion that Alex won't be back, You know, let's face it, the only person who was really, really, really thrilled, the only person in that organization really thrilled when John Gibbons was rehired was Alex. And both men will admit that that's the case. Where do you think this leaves John right now? Because it appears as if he is without the guy who had his back in the organization.
Yeah, I don't think it's entirely fair that the only person who was thrilled when John Gibbons came back in the whole organization. I mean, he's got people in the front office who support him who aren't Alex. Paul Beeston was totally fine with the hiring. It was unexpected, sure. But
I think Paul Beeston's line, Mike, was, "You've got to be bleeping me," when he heard that he was being hired.
Right, but it wasn't because he was upset. It was because he was stunned. And I think that was the line from all of us was, at the GM meetings prior to the hiring, we were trying to figure out, well, who fits all these pieces? You know, he's got experience as a manager, and he's a good tactician. He's done all these. We're trying to figure out, well, is it going to be Don Wakamatsu? He's been a manager before. Who's been a manager before that could do this? Nobody even thought about John Gibbons. So I think that's what that was about. And I really think it could go either way with Gibby right now. You know, on December 31st, if he still has a job, then his 2017 option gets guaranteed. So the decision is going to have to be made before then. And I think it's going to have to be made soon. It would not surprise me if there was a new manager, and it would not surprise me if John Gibbons got an extension as kind of an olive branch for what's gone on right here.
So Mark Shapiro is going to take over this team officially on Monday. We don't know if there will be a news conference Monday or Tuesday or a news conference earlier next week, but he's going to take over this team. You know, Mike, we both spend a lot of time talking to fans on Twitter and during our shows. I would say there are two groups of fans out there. There are the fans who are kind of taking the approach that, you know what, yeah, it'd be great if Alex was coming back, but you still got Donaldson, you still got Batista, you still got Encarnacion, you still got Stroman, you still got Sanchez. Ultimately, this team, the feelings we have for this team is going to be decided by what we see in the field. There are other people who are just frankly just up against the wall right now because everything seemed to be so perfect and everything was going so well and everybody was so happy. And how dare you fool around with our happiness? What does Mark Shapiro have to do to appeal or do to kind of mollify those fans that need that?
I don't know that he can. I mean, I think he's going to make his statement and talk about his vision for the team and what he wants to do. And one hopes he'll talk about building on the great successes of 2015 and reaching for a higher and better result next year. I'm sure that Mark Shapiro, when he finally does talk on whether it's Monday or Tuesday or whenever, and I would hope it would be Monday, the sooner the better, he's going to say all the right things. There are no bad guys here. They just couldn't come to an agreement, and it didn't work out, and we move on. And the baseball world does move on. I don't know that that's going to make anybody happy, and I don't know that anything will change the minds of the fans who are upset, and I think that's the vast majority right now, the fans that we're hearing from, at least, until we start to see what happens, who comes in, who the new GM is, whether there's a change in the manager's chair, what sort of player movement there's going to be, how they address this pitching staff, what they do with the roster. I mean, is this offense going to come back complete? It can. They're all under control. Right now, we have no idea what the vision of the new regime of the Blue Jays is going to be. And I think that's what we want to hear. And that's what the fans want to hear. And I don't blame them for that at all. Right now, it's easy to speculate, to jump to all sorts of conclusions that can either make you calm down or make you even angrier than you are right now. But until we hear from the guy who's running the show, I don't think there are any conclusions that we can make yet.
Is there somebody we should keep an eye on right now, a holdover in the front office who may, you know, in addition to just keeping his job, may in fact end up getting more responsibilities as a result of this? I mean, I guess we have to know what Mark, before we do that, I guess, Mike, we have to know what Mark Shapiro considers to be his job. Where's the delineation between what he is responsible for and what the next person underneath him is responsible for? But as I look at this thing, I look at a guy like Tony LaCava, who worked with the Cleveland Indians when Mark Shapiro was there, is a guy that is really highly regarded within the organization, highly regarded around baseball, very loyal to Alex Anthopoulos as well, I might add. Might we see Tony LaCava get maybe a promotion or an increase in responsibility here?
I hope so. That's my hope, is that Tony LaCava is the next general manager of the Blue Jays. He's a terrific baseball guy. He's smart. He's capable. He's creative. He knows his stuff, and he's worked in this organization for a long time. He considers himself to be a Blue Jay, and you'd love to have that sort of holdover as the next guy. But again, Mark Shapiro is entitled to bring in anybody he wants. I don't know how much of an existing relationship there is. They did work together in Cleveland for 1 year, but I don't believe Shapiro was the general manager yet that year. I think it was still John Hart's team. Not 100% sure on that. But yeah, I would hope that for the most seamless transition to keep this organization moving the way it seems to be moving, that Tony LaCava would be the next general manager of the Jays. And I say that knowing with no idea what sort of responsibilities he's going to have as a GM. And we know that Tony was offered the job in Baltimore a few years ago as the general manager, turned it down because of a lack of autonomy, because Peter Angelos was going to want to be too involved, or Peter Angelos' kids were going to want to be too involved. But at that time, Tony had a job to come back to with the Blue Jays. Don't know if he will or he won't. We certainly hope that Mark Shapiro is going to keep a lot of the smart and talented guys in this front office. But yeah, if they can't convince Alex Anthopoulos to pull a Theo Epstein and come back 2 or 3 days after he quits, or, well, he didn't quit, he just didn't sign an extension.
Right.
But if they can't convince Alex Anthopoulos to come back, I think Tony LaCava would be the next best pick.
Yeah, and in point of fact, Mark Shapiro was the GM when Tony LaCava was there, and it was actually LaCava who advised him on that Bartolo Colon, Tim Drew deal with the Expos for Cliff Lee, Grady Sizemore, Brandon Phillips. Tony had been involved in the Expos minor league system at the time, and I can't remember which of the three. There was one of the three players that Tony was really instrumental in when the Expos told Mark Shapiro, basically, you have to take Lee Stevens, and you can pick three of our prospects. Here's the list. It might have been Grady Sizemore that LaCava really banged the table for. But either way, yeah, I mean, I would love to see Tony LaCava get the job as well. But again, I guess it depends, Mike, on what Mark Shapiro sees as his role. How do you think Paul Beeston feels today? Paul Beeston, of course, is the outgoing president and CEO. I think most of us think that Alex was kind of his guy, at least for the longest time he was his guy. Do you think Paul Beeston feels disappointment today that, in addition to him leaving, he wasn't able to kind of make it work out so that Alex could stay here?
Honestly, I don't know how much of a role Beeston would have had in the succession plan once they hired Mark Shapiro and he took over. But I think Paul's disappointed that Alex isn't returning. As Beeston said today, Alex did an unbelievable job as general manager. It's hugely disappointing. I think it's disappointing for every Blue Jays observer, for every fan, that Alex Anthopoulos and Mark Shapiro couldn't work out a way that everybody was happy and everybody was here. And I think Paul Beeston shares in that disappointment. We all should be disappointed.
Still, the decisions that need to be made by this team, exercising options, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you anticipate that there will be any great change in direction for Mark Shapiro?
I don't know. I honestly haven't got the slightest idea. I mean, the way he ran it in Cleveland, he ran a successful low-budget team in the American League Central, which is not the American League East, and the Blue Jays, the things that changed after July 31st, the revenue increases, the increases in ratings, the increases in attendance, you could potentially be running a big money team here. So I honestly, without having heard a word from Mark Shapiro yet, and again, he's not in the job officially yet, so he doesn't really have a responsibility to speak yet, but I have zero clue on what the direction of this team is. You would think that they have the Stroman, Sanchez, Asuna to anchor the pitching staff going forward. You have Donaldson, you have Troy Tulowitzki, Russ Martin here for a while to anchor the middle of that batting order. Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion have a year left, but they both have no trade clauses. Troy Tulowitzki has a no trade clause as well. You would hope that the team keeps moving in a similar direction to try to take that next step like the Kansas City Royals did from last year to the, well, I don't know if they have yet. They were in a Game 7 of the World Series, and this year they're trying to finish the job. The Blue Jays were in a Game 6 of the ALCS, and you hope that next year the focus is to try to finish that job and get right back to where they were with a little more success, however that has to happen.
Mr. Woolner, we're going to let you run. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
It's Mike Woolner, host of the Blue Jays Talk and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, pregame show host as well, third man in the booth. Mike Woolner, all things to all people. So, we will reset ahead of Brady and Walker. Alex Anthopoulos has turned down a 5-year contract extension from the Toronto Blue Jays. There will be a 1 p.m. conference call, and no, it will not be carried live anywhere. There will be a 1 p.m. conference call with Alex Anthopoulos. Shai Davidi, our MLB insider at Sportsnet, the man who broke the story, will co-host a one-hour special starting at 1:30 alongside Jamie Campbell of Blue Jays Central. And they'll walk you through the conference call, give you some insight into what Alex Anthopoulos said, do a little reading between the lines, because that's what we all do, and maybe take a look ahead to what the future holds for Alex Anthopoulos, as well as for the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, that news conference will be carried on, or I'm sorry, that special, that one-hour special will be carried on all four main Sportsnet channels starting at 1:30. Alex Anthopoulos, as we said, has turned down a 5-year contract with the Toronto Blue Jays. No indication yet as to the reason that he and Mark Shapiro, the incoming president and CEO, weren't able to make things work. Everything we're told is that it comes down to philosophical issues. It does not appear to be a matter of money. It does not appear to be a matter of term. It appears very much to be philosophical issues. And, you know, you can read anything you want into that. Does it have to do with an overlap in responsibilities? Does it have to do with Mark Shapiro, who, as I keep mentioning, is only 10 years older than Alex Anthopoulos? Does it have to do with Mark Shapiro wanting to retain or wanting to have a greater say in baseball operations than was currently exercised by Paul Beeston, the man he was replacing as president and CEO? Quite frankly, we won't know that. We won't know that until we hear from from Mark Shapiro. And even then, we may not hear it. It may just be painted as philosophical issues, philosophical differences, and left at that. As for Alex Anthopoulos, he spent the last 6 years as general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Some real good moves, some not so good moves. But Alex Anthopoulos was the general manager of this team when it ended a 22-year playoff drought and made it to the postseason in no small measure because of the acquisitions he made at the trade deadline, in particular David Price and Troy Tulowitzki. Alex Anthopoulos will not be without a job for long. Yes, there are no GM's openings available, but it stands to reason that Alex will probably end up getting a job with some organization as a senior advisor. There's already been talk that the LA Dodgers have spoken to him about joining their front office in an administrative capacity. And my sense is, Alex Anthopoulos will either take the year off, spend some time with his family, or work with another organization and be based in Toronto, and then become a candidate for a general manager's opening, that fits his lifestyle and fits his philosophy. So there'll be a lot ahead today. Brady and Walker are going to take over in Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Again, Sportsnet East Ontario, West and Pacific, 1:30 to 2:30, Jamie Campbell and Shai Davidi with a special one-hour show on Alex Anthopoulos on today's news, what it means for Alex, what it means for the Blue Jays. So from all of us here at Baseball Central, special edition of Baseball Central, I'm Jeff Blair saying thanks for joining us. Brady and Walker next on the home of the Blue Jays, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.